What is up, everybody? Welcome to A Galaxy Far, Far Away. Welcome to Shooting the Sith. I'm solo like Han today, baby. I'm rolling solo today. That's all right. We're going to have a quick discussion about Obi-Wan Episode 4. I'm going to get you on your way. Boss man, what is up, my brother? Good to see you. We're going to get on. Let's get this show on the road because we got two shows following this one. We got Empire 161, and we got the 007 Deep Dive coming up right after that. So we got a nice three-peat for you guys tonight. Episode 4, Obi-Wan. Let's just jump right in. Let's just get to it. It's a little weird doing a show by yourself, by the way. So if I'm a little cockeyed, please forgive me. all right, Obi-Wan, man. I don't know. I see the negativity out there. I see the negativity. I'm not digging the negativity. I never did. I don't understand what people want more from this show. I mean, I guess because I'm old school, because I go back to the old days with the old time. I'm absolutely loving it. Has its little quirks here and there. Has its little issues here and there. But hey, man, I'm enjoying the show. And let's start out with the one thing that I hope people are starting to notice about the show is how, so far, every episode is a reflection of the movies, kind of like an echo, kind of like, and they always say it's an echo, everything repeats. Obi-Wan Episode 1, it's got Tatooine and pod racing. Luke was on there doing his little pod race thing. That's the Phantom Menace. Episode 2, you got clones, and you got a seedy underworld bar, just like Attack of the Clones. Episode 2, Obi-Wan. Episode 3 of Obi-Wan, you get Darth Vader versus Obi-Wan, and someone gets their ass burned, just like in Return of the Sith. Now, in Episode 4, I'm sure you all noticed, this is just a straight-up Episode 4, New Hope, rescue Princess Leia from the evil lair type thing. I thought it was great. I thought it was cool. By the way, boss, could you please share this out for me? I can't do it with my, thing going on here. But yeah, I mean, this was a straight-up Episode 4, New Hope, remake or tribute, whatever you want to call it, right down to certain shots. They had the shot of the old school communicator that Obi-Wan used, and Tala. She put it down when she had to hide, and Obi-Wan was calling her on it. Same exact shot from Episode 4 when 3PO had to hide from the stormtroopers. I thought it was great. And you get Princess Leia being interrogated, of course, Episode 4. I mean, come on. Why do people have to complain about this? I thought it was absolutely great. We also got a huge reveal at the end of this show. Yes, I have to go to my phone, people. We have a huge reveal at the end that the Empire is, well, the Inquisitors. Hello, Carolyn. Welcome to the show. We have a huge reveal that the Inquisitors are hoarding Jedi in the same goo that you find in Jurassic Park, holding the mosquitoes that is what made you clone dinosaurs, which this means they're starting to, this is the cloning stuff they're ready to do, probably to bring back Palpatine. And why they don't, just go back to Kamino, I have no idea. I guess it's whatever. But yeah, they're starting to clone, not because it's clone Jedi. They need Jedi. They got them all locked up. There was a couple names you might know, a lot of names you don't know. They do have a little kid still wearing his training helmet, which is a sick thing to do. You kill this little kid and you put his training helmet on and stick him in that goo. That's pretty crazy. But the significance to this is, I'm assuming this place is going to get destroyed, beat up, blown up, whatever, and they're going to lose all these Jedi, which means, thank you, boss, I appreciate it. That's why you are the man. I am assuming this place gets destroyed, and this is why Grogu becomes so important later on in The Mandalorian, because he's pretty much, him and Luke are pretty much the last known Jedi. And Grogu is probably easier to capture than Luke Skywalker is. So this kind of harks over to, The Mandalorian many years later, which I think is fantastic. But let's just get into this real quick. I'm going to do this real fast. Like I said, we got two shows coming up after this, and it's really weird doing a show by yourself, so let's do it. And I'm going from memory here, people, so if I miss something, forgive me. We started out with Obi-Wan in the back to tank. He's having his dreams, remembering the fight. He's all messed up. And again, that same shot of Obi-Wan in the bank was a tribute to Empire Strikes Back when Luke was in the back to tank. and he was – it was actually the same shot. Anyway, we finally get to meet O'Shea Jackson Jr., a.k.a. Ice Cube's son, who is a really good actor. I think he's a really good actor. I really like him in the stuff that he's done. I mean, he was great playing his father, obviously. And, yeah, he was good in Godzilla and King Kong. I thought he was really good in this. Anyway, right now, the Rebel Alliance really doesn't seem to have a name. They seem to be called The Path. And The Path is what's sneaking the Jedi out and helping around. And this is what the Inquisitors want. They haven't really used the Rebel Alliance name yet, which is probably not going to come in so much later, especially during Rebels times. So, yeah, Obi-Wan begs O'Shea Jackson to please, we have to go get her. You know, she's that important. I love the relationship that Obi-Wan now has. And this also, again, we're going to hark back to the sequel series, which everyone hates. Why would Princess Leia and Han Solo name their son Ben? And I said the same thing. It made no goddamn sense. Why would they name him Ben? Well, I think now we know. Princess Leia spends her 10th birthday for a few months getting saved by Obi-Wan or Ben repeatedly. And it stuck with her all those years. So I think that's a nice tribute. I think it's a nice way to clean up a sequel problem, if you want to call it that. It just made no sense to name the kid Ben. Not at all. I don't understand why they did. But now it makes a little sense. Again, they're starting to clean up a little bit of the messes that people don't like. So anyway, they get to the Sanctum Inquisitoris, whatever the hell it was called. I thought it was a great name. And we find out that it's on Mustafar system. Mustafar system is obviously the famous Darth Vader's planet, but he's in another planet in the same system, all lava, got his castle. This is all water, no landmass. They put this base right in the middle of the ocean, impossible to get in. And our first little Easter egg is Obi-Wan sneaking through the bottom wearing the same breathalyzer as he did in Phantom Menace. He breaks in, of course, with the help of Tala, who snuck her way in through right through the guard's gate. And she ends up whacking the security guard and knocking him out and taking his spot, which I thought was pretty cool. She's helping Obi-Wan guide through the place, trying to find Princess Leia. Really nothing too secretive in there, except we did see some purge troopers in the background. Those are coming from later on. A lot of references to the Jedi game, the Fallen Order game. I'm amazed at how much they're taken from this game. I wasn't a fan of the game, only because it was too goddamn hard and I'm too goddamn old. I don't have the dexterity, hand-eye coordination bullshit to do that game. That game was a pain in the ass. So, but they are taking a lot from that game and putting it into making it canon, putting it into the TV shows, which I thought was really cool. We also saw some Imperial Star Pilots, which was bitching. So while Obi-Wan is sneaking around, we got Reva interrogating Princess Leia. Princess Leia, I'm kind of care what you say. The kid's a badass. The kid's a great actress. She's adorable. She's spunky. She's hilarious. Reva tells her that Obi-Wan is dead. She thinks Obi-Wan's dead. Wants to know how he died, and she tells him he burned to death. And she tries her little Sith tricks to fool Princess Leia, but Princess Leia ain't getting fooled. Not only is she not getting fooled, she's not getting any information from, you know, Reva's not getting any information from it because she has that mind control princess thing that they teach them when they're kids. But later on, we also find out that, you know, she's pretty strong in the Force, which I'll never understand why anyone can't pick up on that, especially Reva. She should be able to pick up on that, but I think she's just so obsessed with Obi-Wan that she just doesn't care. Anyway, she threatens Princess Leia, and Leia doesn't give in. She's a little badass, man. I'm digging that kid in a nice way. I think she's great. Again, the people that bitch about her is absolutely out of control. We got back to tank interrogation. Whatever else we got here. Anyway, let's just get through that. Obi-Wan finally, we're gonna skip through. Obi-Wan finally sneaks in, ends up in a room full of Jedi. I already talked about it, but they're all against the wall, and he recognizes some of them. You might recognize as, what's his name? Tunis, what's his name? What's that dude's name from the Clone Wars? This is why I need people with me, dude. That's why I need a producer. Sanoob. Yeah, Terra Sanoob. He's from the Clone Wars. He was a little like an old man, like a very old Jedi, just like a dude hanging around the temple, nothing better to do, like that retired old guy that never leaves. He was in one of those tanks. Some people say they saw Mace Windu. I don't think so. I don't think so. That's just me personally. But there was a bunch of them. I don't think this Mace Windu. I mean, you gotta let some people die. Some people have to die and not come back. Mace Windu can't be one of them. Because let's be perfectly honest with you. Samuel Jackson's a great actor. He's good in everything he does. But he sucked in the prequels. He's just not that calm Jedi, you know, centered person. He's not. He's a badass. Excuse my language, but he's, you know, a badass motherfucker. He don't fit the Jedi way. So I would rather him just be dead. So we get Labian tortured just like episode four, like we said. You get the comlink scene just like episode four, like I said. This is basically just an episode four retelling, which I think is awesome. Anyway, they said, we're going to make this quick. They end up escaping. They grab Leia. They're getting out of there. Reva catches them right in the dock. They're about to get their asses handed to them. I'm sure I missed a lot. Obi-Wan with the glass and the water, that was all awesome. But I said, we got to get through this. Obi-Wan using his lightsaber, though, was cool. And he did his little pose, his little Jedi pose, getting his groove back. I love that. I dug it. Just as we're about to get caught by the Empire, what comes from the sky? Two ships. Not just any two ships, snow speeders. T-47s, what are they called? The number. I always call them snow speeders. I always will call them snow speeders. Because they are one of my favorite ships ever in the Star Wars universe. They're definitely one of my favorites. They come and they save them. And thank God they got picked up by a ship because they don't go in space. I thought they were going to fly into space, and that would have pissed me off. They're not built for space. They're built for... Anyway, one of the pilots gets lost. One of the guys gets shot down. It's a shame. Whatever. I'm Empire through and through. It's a great, nice, quick, calm episode. Princess Leia and Obi-Wan get reunited. She thought he was dead. She's happy. I don't know. I don't know why people are bitching about the series. I just don't understand why. There's no reason to. Just sit back and shut up and enjoy yourself. Speaking of which, it was announced today that before the season finale, the previous five episodes will be in the movie theater. You're talking 5 hours of Star Wars in the theater. That's all I'm going to say. So hopefully it shows up around here and I will go see it. I think that's pretty cool that they're going to do that. And hopefully they have a special guest. They're going to have a Q&A during it or after it or something. So if you're into that, go for that. So anyway, they all escape. They're heading off back to the path. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is not happy. Ice Cube's son, that they lost the pilot for Obi-Wan. But they basically lose that line. And now you're all soldiers, getting sucked into this Rebel Alliance thing. And then the key scene is Vader comes stomping down the hallway, pissed. Throws Reva up in the chokehold, lifts her up, tells her, I told you, if you fail me one more time, this is what was going to happen. And she basically says, I let them go. And he eases up and he says, what do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? And she says, I put a tracker on their ship and we can track them wherever they go, which means they can not only can they find Obi-Wan, but they can find the path. They're not the Rebel Alliance yet. They are the path. And this is significant. Why? Again, you fast forward to episode four. Vader used the same trick. I mean, Vader kind of stupid. No, Vader kind of stole this idea from her. He stole it. But anyway, who cares? So Vader takes he finds out that, you know, he used the same trick later in episode four. They let the Millennium Falcon go, put a bug on it, track the chip to Yavin. That's how we got episode four, the big battle at the end. So I think that's pretty cool. Again, connecting the two stories, connecting the whole show together. Reva lives another day. The rest of the Night Sisters and brothers are probably not happy. They do not like this bitch at all. I think she's okay. She doesn't bother me like she bothers everybody else. Yeah, I don't know. I'm digging it. I'm pumped up for this week because this week, episode five, should be the big one before the finale. This one's one that should have all the meat in it, though. The turning point, all that good stuff before they lay on the season finale. which is next week. Well, not next week. Yeah, next week. So I'm excited. And again, I like the fact that I'm hoping we get an episode 5 callback now, since every other one had a bit of a callback. Maybe we'll get some AT-ATs fighting some snow speeders again, which should make my 5-year-old heart very, 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 very happy. And now we're starting to see Obi-Wan become the calm gentleman that he was in episode 4, not the frantic lunatic that he's been in the last couple episodes. Yes, you are correct. He not only bugged the ship, he put it in Lola, Princess Leia's droid. So, you know, wherever they go. So, yeah, that was episode 4. I'm pumped up about it. I don't understand the problems with it. I don't see why people are bitching and moaning. Keep bitching and moaning. I don't care. I'm happy. Are you happy? He's happy. And I'm going to celebrate by using my new soap. I'm finally going to use it. I've had this for months and I never used it. I'm going to use it now. Obi-Wan soap. Only Hope soap. It smells kind of nice. Not bad. It smells like Big Red chewing gum, actually. So if you like Big Red, that's what I'm going to be smelling like soon. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very hard to do a show by yourself. 16 minutes just talking. But thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining me. It was fun. This Wednesday morning, episode 5, Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'm hoping we get some AT-ATs versus snowspeeders. I'm hoping we get a nice big space battle. I'm hoping we get to see Obi-Wan take the next step, like we said, and tearing some shit up. Yeah, so that's it. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for watching, those who did. I will be back, hopefully, I don't know, the books is going Thursday, so I don't know when I'll be back, but I will be back with a guest, hopefully. On PopCulturalPros.com, which, well, let me put this up down here, because you see, we are everywhere. We are everywhere. Following this very show coming up, we are going to have Ed doing the Empire 161 show. It's all about the New York Yankees, and the New York Yankees are hot. They are on fire. They just kicked the living shit out of the Chicago Cubs. They're doing their thing, man. I'm very happy. They are the best team in baseball right now. A lot to talk about, so join Ed for that. Following that, we have Jason doing the 007 deep dive. That's right, people. The deep dive of 007. I wish I could get on that show, but I just don't watch enough James Bond to get on there. So that sucks. But definitely pick up that show. Watch that show tomorrow night. I will be back with my boy Eric, my tag team partner for the Just Too Sweet show, all about wrestling. We'll be talking about news, a lot of news going on in the world. We may pick a old pay-per-view, old show to watch. Don't know yet. We'll see. But we got enough stuff to talk about for that. I said put it in the book. It's going to be on Thursday. I think Ashley, she's on vacation, but she might be back. She does Skyline Reviews, all about Disney. If you like Disney, you're going to love Skyline Reviews. It's a great show. What am I missing? This is why I like to have a co-pilot. Oh, what am I missing? Of course I'm missing, because I'm on that show too. Friday night, I believe we'll have the A to Z program. I am the man on the couch. I sit on the couch and say stuff like, yes, you are correct, sir. I don't, but whatever. That's me and Eric. Well, Eric, that's his show. The best talk show on the internet. God damn it. I'm not just saying that because I'm on it, but it is. So make sure you watch it. And we also have, oh, Don, my man Don. We got to get Don on the show. We got to get met him. He does a nice little show called Am I on the Air? Talks about all kinds of stuff, movies and stuff. Good dude. Good guy. Make sure you watch that guy. And that's about it. But like I say, you follow us all. Pop Culture Pros. We are everywhere. We are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We are on all audio things. Spotify and iTunes and Amazon and Anchor, of course. That's where most of my stuff goes. Pay attention to us. Love us. Like us. Share us out. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much for taking this time to hang out with me. And remember, like I always say, never tell me the odds. May the force be with you, guys.